This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So this was a big week in the NFL. You had the schedule release. The official full schedule release was on Wednesday, although we started getting leaks earlier in the week.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock.
So yesterday, once we had the full schedule of opponents, where they were playing, when they were playing, home, road, in Europe or not, we went through the schedule and we gave you our wins and losses. I had them at 11-6, EB had them at 12-5, and Cakes had the Commanders finishing 13-4.
I did.
I don't know that any of us took this into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL schedule makers gave Washington 4 games against teams coming off their bye weeks, which is the most of any team in the NFL this season. In fact, facing 4 teams that are coming off a bye, they're going to face the Bears in week 6, the Seahawks in week 9, Broncos in week 13, and Giants in week 15, all coming off their bye weeks. Only 10 teams since 2002 have had to play that many opponents coming off a bye. Any concern that all of these teams are having two weeks to prepare?
What do teams historically do after a bye week? We assume that they do better, but is there any validity to that? You want me to ask Brock?
I know certain coaches have a reputation for always thriving after a bye week.
Didn't
but I don't know about overall.
Didn't I say yesterday that Jaden is schedule proof?
You said it.
I said it. Why would I worry about a team with a little bit of extra rest? Not concerned. Not concerned one iota.
All right,
I made my picks and I said I was considering giving them 14 or 15 wins. 13 was me kind of tapping on the brakes.
Let me ask Grock.
You're going to ask Grock?
Yeah. Not Gronk.
Right. I don't know who'd give you a better answer. I might trust Gronk. Personally.
Let's see. How do NFL teams... So when I did the Google AI, it gave a very generic answer. It said that data suggests a slight edge. From 2002 to 2023, teams coming off a bye week have a win rate of about 52 to 54% against the spread.
To me, it's much more
52
about
52 to 54.
It's much more about the talent and the way the team is playing that you're facing.
How many of them are home, JP? Or for them, home teams post bye perform better Back in 2009, they suggested, now that's an old stat, right? That's 15 years ago. A 780 winning percentage if you came back and you played at home after a bye week, compared to 300% winning percentage on the road.
So the Bears game is home for the Commanders,
all
right?
So that's good. So they'll likely be not as good on the road.
Seahawks game. Are they going to Seattle?
No, that's a home game.
So that's another home game.
All right, so that's...
You can pull up a schedule over there.
I'd have to punch up two articles at once. You got the Broncos in week 13. The Broncos are coming off a bye.
That's here, too.
And then the Giants in week 15.
Yeah, it's the Broncos, the Giants. Who are the other teams?
Seahawks.
The Bears.
Seahawks and Bears.
The Commanders are more talented and better than... all four of those teams.
Last year,
I don't care about how much rest they have.
Chiefs after a bye.
To give you,
Andy Reid is 19-3 after a bye.
Yeah, to give you updated, at least more recent data, EB. Last year, teams coming off their byes, losing record.
Right. So it's a mixed bag.
I care much more about how your opponent is playing, what key injuries they've suffered at that point of the NFL season. To me, that's much more important than them getting some extra rest on a bye week. And the Commanders are better than all the teams you just mentioned that they're going to face coming off the bye. Better than the Bears, better than the Broncos, better than the Seahawks, and I can't remember the fourth team.
Didn't
but
you
I'll
also,
just blindly say Commanders are better.
Didn't you also say that, I think Neil pointed this out yesterday, Neil Greenberg, our buddy with the Post, that Washington is favored in 12 of their...
12 games.
Right.
Correct.
Perfect. So that matches up perfectly with my 12 wins.
That tracks very closely to my 13 win prediction.
All right, so not sweating the bye week thing. Switching topics.
On the other side, you mentioned the Commanders being favored in 12 games. The Browns are favored in one game.
That's
all
amazing.
Season. The entire
amazing.
Season.
They're going to be better than one in 16.
But not much better.
Maybe.
From the looks of it.
Switching topics, I happened to see just a couple minutes on TV yesterday, the NBA draft combine.
Okay.
It does not get nearly the press that the NFL combine gets. there was some news about Cooper Flagg, who his vertical was 36 inches, I believe.
I think he was 35 and a half.
Okay. Rounded up to 36.
He's a big dude. I think that's decent.
Yeah, yeah.
Not silly.
Apparently he
decent.
Had a good, I don't even know what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Like it's like the lane run. It's not a shuttle run, but they kind of go around the lane and then they got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And people were impressed by him. One person that has not had an impressive showing is Derek Queen. This from SI.com. The NBA draft combine confirmed the eye test about Queen's athleticism. While it was already known that Queen was a less than average athlete, his testing numbers finished even worse than expected.
Mm.
Queen finished with the reported 12.45 lane agility drill. Maybe that's the one that I saw Flag thriving on, giving him the third lowest score in the previous 5 years of the NBA draft combine. His 28-inch reported maximum vertical would have finished tied with Peyton Sanfort as the second lowest total last year.
Mm. What else?
Well, That's it.
You know who else probably wouldn't have tested very well at that combine? Joker. You think Joker has a massive vertical leap?
No, right. But he's a lot taller.
Okay, but nobody's ever accused Derek Queen of being an exceptional athlete.
No,
he's
Joker's...
just a highly skilled. He's, by the way, he's 6'10". He's massive. He's pretty big. And he's got good handle. He's got pretty good touch on his shot. He can run the floor.
He's not going to out-athlete you.
No.
Yeah. That's not his game.
Nobody's ever accused him of that.
He's a smart player. I just don't know if he'll be able to hang in the league like the way that they play now. Because in the past, I'm thinking of a power forward who was excellent, who was kind of chubby, but he was excellent, was Zach Randolph.
Right.
All right. But I don't know that Zach Randolph would thrive in today's NBA because you're going to get matched up against guys. Like if you watch the Timberwolves right now, the Timberwolves are going to be in the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. This guy doesn't get a lot of hype, but they have a guy named Jaden McDaniels.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'10". He's fast.
Yep.
He's like, I don't know that Queen will match up great against guys like
that. Here's how Queen is going to, if he sticks for a decade or longer, he has to develop a reliable three-point shot.
I think he shot 20% from threes.
He didn't really
last
do that at Maryland.
That's another part
of
the equation.
He wasn't asked to do that a lot, but if he wants to have a long, fruitful NBA career, he should be in the gym shooting 500 threes a day, if not more. He's got to hone that. He's got to add that to his skill set.
Is he a little older for his age, or is he right on track?
Well, Cooper Flagg is really young because he skipped a year, I believe.
Yeah, because he wanted to graduate early so that he could get to Duke as soon as possible, right? What
Derek
about
Queen
Derek
is,
Queen?
He was born December 27th, 2004.
So he's 20.
He's 20
that's
years
about,
old.
That's probably about appropriate, right? For
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think he'll be better than, I got to believe he's going to be better than Jalen Smith, Sticks, who had maybe more of like the NBA body and NBA measurables, but he hasn't done anything really in the NBA, has he?
Doesn't seem like it. The guy that's had the most impact, correct me if I'm wrong, is Herter.
Yes.
Right? Of
Herter
recent
and, Wiggins has had a big impact in the league, too. Jalen, he signed a nice deal.
Jalen Smith has averaged 8 points per game in the league.
But like Diamond Stone flamed out.
Oh, no. It's a horrible
decision
for him to leave early.
Who's the other big guy that came out?
Alex Len?
Well, Alex Len's lasted a long time. No. The God, he was a big Bruno Fernando or whatever. Wasn't that his name?
Yeah, he's been in the league for a long time.
He's been in the league, but he hasn't done anything.
No, he's a journeyman. But, yeah. But he'll have a decade-long NBA career.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that, then it's fine.
Yeah, I would hope, based on what we saw in college, that Derek Queen would have a better career than Jalen Smith. But Jalen Smith's guy's averaged eight and a half points per game in his career. He was right on his average this year with Chicago, which is his third
team. How many minutes was he getting, though?
15 minutes a game.
Yeah, I mean, how many games did he play in?
64.
Not bad. He's carving out a career.
He's a classic, like, ninth or tenth man on a team.
He's carving out a career.
And maybe that's what Derek Queen will ultimately be. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that people were saying that his stock was rising in the NBA draft.
All I would say is, I think they were already having scrimmages, right? Because I saw there was like this lefty guard that kind of came out of nowhere that there was a reel about who like really impressed on his first day at the combine. How's he doing in the scrimmages? That's going to be more important for a guy like Derek Queen than his measurables.
Haven't seen. But
how's he doing in those?
Jalen Smith is making $9 million a year to be kind of a middling NBA.
It's the average salary. Derek Queen right now on NBADraft.net projected to go 11th to Portland.
Who would draft t-shirt can get a Derek Queen jersey.
Who would you rather have? Draft, you weren't here when we had House on yesterday, but House is obsessed with the big kid, Malwach, however you say his name, from Duke. Him or Derek Queen?
Well, he was terrible in the Duke loss in March Madness, and I think he had one rebound in that game. Oh.
He's projected 23rd on NBADraft.net.
Yeah, yeah. I think his...
But can you imagine a defense with him and Sar? You're just out on it. You're not high on
him. I need more time on him, but right now I'm down on him because of how bad he was in that loss.
How's Jeremiah Fears? That's who they have projected going to the Wizards at 6. 6'4", 190 pounds.
Jason would have a file on
Oklahoma.
I don't have a good file on him, so... You're asking the wrong guy.
I was asking Drab. He's more of a college hoops guy.
I don't know a lot about him.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, well, I know there were a lot of people that when the Wizards blew it in the lottery, they're like, let's get Derrick Queen.
Right.
But I don't know if I want a guy that...
I think the sixth pick is a little rich for Derrick Queen.
I'm in. I'm all in. All in.
Does it worry you that his measurable stink?
That's subterfuge for people hoping that he drops.
Oh, is that what it is?
Of course.
I don't know. I look at like OKC's on, like, he's going to have to face guys. I project him as a power forward, not a small forward. At power forward, you face guys like Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He might need some defensive help from time to time.
I
think offensive help, getting your shot off against these quicker, taller, long guys.
This is from Kevin O'Connor, who covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports, on Derrick Queen. Queen is a burly, we know who he is, but just a burly big with guard-like handles who dazzles with spin moves and crafty finishes like his game-winning leaning jumper to send Maryland to the Sweet 16. Comparisons?
Which he didn't walk on.
DeMarcus Cousins, Zach Randolph.
Strengths.
Rim finishing, ball handling, post game, playmaking, shooting potential, rebounding, defensive switchability. Concerns: theoretical jumper.
Oh, yes, foot speed, quickness,
limited athleticism.
Yeah, okay. We knew that going in. That's not news to anybody.
He's kind of a tween. At 6'9 and a half, he is kind of a tweener.
Yeah.
And then conditioning, which I think, if you just look at the
fair.
Guy,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, sure. I think that's fair, right?
Well, he was playing a lot of minutes. I mean, the Crab Five were playing a lot of minutes.
They were logging a lot of time.
I love my Crab Five.
You know what?
T-shirt.
You know what those guys were doing? They were all earning their NIL money. They were coasting on that NIL money.
But if he comes in at a legit 6'10",
he came in at 6'9 and a half barefoot.
Okay,
so that's legit.
Solid. I round up.
What was shoes at 6'10"?
Albert Sengun, who's on the Rockets, is an All Star. I think maybe they've called him Baby Joker. Did they ever call Queen Baby Joker?
I don't know.
They did make comps to Joker.
Yeah, I mean,
Queen.
I think that's fair. He definitely is very crafty and has it. It'll be interesting to see how
he does
on the next
Snake
level.
Snake Willard that got up in front of the press and said if Derrick Queen was a whitey from Europe, he'd be the top pick.
Mm. Yes.
He said that. I kind of discount everything Kevin Willard says now because I hate that dude's guts, but he said that before the tournament, I believe.
When you think of his stroke, it doesn't look awful, right?
No.
People are a little
upset. People are a little upset. It has kind of a little hitch at the top, a little pause. But in the tournament, he was making threes.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the season, he was shooting very well.
Yep.
He made
the buzzer beater look pretty good. Stroke looked good there.
I don't think Will Dawkins is going to take him, though. I think Jason might be more right to find some guy in France before he takes Derrick Queen.
He does love French dudes.
All right, remember, we got Metallica tickets to give away. Stay tuned for your chance to win those coming up shortly here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.